This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended his Republican presidential campaign just before the New Hampshire primary, and he has endorsed former U.S. President Donald Trump. He ended his White House bid on Sunday after failing to meet lofty expectations that he would seriously challenge the former president, and after finishing a distant second in the leadoff Iowa caucuses. Early primary polls had suggested DeSantis was in a strong position to challenge Trump. He and his allies amassed a political fortune well in excess of $100 million, but his campaign was hamstrung by missteps. He now turns to completing his second and final term as the governor of the state of Florida. The health ministry in Gaza says the Palestinian death toll from the war between Israel and Hamas and the besieged territory has surpassed 25,000. Israel's government has announced the death of another hostage and appears far from achieving its goal of freeing more than 100 others and crushing the militant group. The war's deaths, destruction, and displacement are without precedent in the decades-old Israel-Palestinian conflict. Relatives of hostages and others set up a protest camp outside the Israeli prime minister's residence in Jerusalem. Israeli officials say fighting likely will continue for months. Hamas says it will not free more hostages until a ceasefire actually occurs. Lebanese state media and health officials say that an Israeli airstrike has hit two vehicles near a Lebanese army checkpoint in South Lebanon. The report says the attack Sunday killed a Hezbollah member and a civilian woman and wounded several others. The strike appears to be part of a shift in Israeli strategy toward targeting killings in Lebanon after more than 3 months of nearly daily clashes with Hezbollah. This is VOA News. India's top politicians, religious leaders, and celebrities are gathering in a holy city for the partial opening of a grand temple for one of Hinduism's most revered deities, Lord Ram. Ahead of a general election, Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party is using the elaborate consecration ceremony to lobby the country's Hindu majority. The temple stands at the site of a 16th century mosque a Hindu mob destroyed in 1992. Millions of Hindus who believe that Ram was born at the same place. Monday's consecration marks the homecoming of their most venerated god to be celebrated with prayers and the lighting of lamps at homes and in temples. Russian-installed officials in the eastern city of Donetsk say at least 27 people have been killed in the shelling by Ukraine of a market. And the attack hit a Donetsk suburb on Sunday. Kyiv has not commented on the attack, and the claim could not be independently verified by the Associated Press. Donetsk is one of four regions in Ukraine that Russia annexed illegally in 2022, months after Moscow launched its full-scale invasion. Also Sunday, officials said a fire broke out at a chemical transport terminal in the southwest of St. Petersburg following two explosions. Local media reported it had been attacked by Ukrainian drones. The EPA's newest assessment of water quality and nutrient pollution in the U.S. rivers and streams shows almost no progress on cutting the nitrogen pollution that comes primarily from farm chemical runoff. That's a problem because it can cause algae blooms, contaminate drinking water, and feed the so-called dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. And it may get worse as climate change increases, according to scientists. Rainfall that can wash more nutrients into waterways. Activists and scientists say little change has happened because curbing the pollution relies mostly on voluntary action by farmers. They say more regulation incentives are needed. North Korea said Sunday that Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed his willingness to visit the North at an unspecified early date. As the countries continue to align in the face of their separate intensifying confrontations with the United States, the North Korean Foreign Ministry highlighted Putin's intent for a visit following North Korean Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui's meetings with Putin and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow last week. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.